Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. I've just got the dog on my lap, but I think he's about to get off. There we go. There he goes. Okay, so let's see what we have first today. Linda said, my biggest challenge is having the appropriate clothes to match the occasion and weather. My work, casual and work out leisure wardrobes all meld together. And then I get bored. I can't seem to get out of the trap of wearing 20% of my clothes 80% of the time, despite putting all the work into trying to get it right. So it sounds like you've got a lot of very casual clothing. If you are wearing kind of your workout clothes as your casual clothes. So this is where I think then when we let active wear become our casual clothes, maybe, you know, it's time to actually go, I will wear my active wear when I am doing exercise, and then I will take it off and start wearing some other clothes. One of the things I always notice that if I have done a workout, usually that clothes, those workout clothes, the active wear, you know, they may have got a little bit damp from a bit of perspiration, and maybe it is time to take it off and put them in the wash and put on some other clothes for the rest of the day. So that could be something to think about. Aren't you just out of habit and convenience just keeping wearing your activewear as your casual clothes? So a little bit of something there to think about. And I think this is where it's, you know, the value of having go-to outfits is also really useful. And so to get these, and I have a blog post about go-to outfits, which you can search up. But the value of having those go-to outfits is that you know you've got some kind of stylish casual outfits that work really well, and you don't have to think too much. Often the reason why we end up wearing the active wear or whatever really casual clothes, the same outfits over and over again, is it takes some brain power to think of something new, and we just go, oh, I haven't got the time or the energy to do that. So this is where sometimes having a little workshop or play shop in your wardrobe, create a bunch of different outfits, take photos of them. If you don't document them, you tend to forget them. As much as you think, I'll remember that, most of the time we don't. We just go, oh, what was that great outfit that I had thought about the other day? And instead we forget. So take photos of them and then have them somewhere that you can easily scroll through so you know it doesn't take long to find them. The other thing is to make sure that those outfits are comfortable. If you are very much driven to wearing your active wear as casual wear, this is usually because you have comfort as a big driver in your style. And so this means that your other, you know, kind of more stylish clothes still need to be comfortable. They need to fit that criteria that you have. So it's looking at the shoes. Are the shoes comfortable enough for you to go, you know, walking around and doing the things you need to do? Is there enough stretch in the jeans or anything like that so that they feel more like a legging than they feel like a stiff denim jean? Are your layers, if there's enough looseness or stretch in them, all those sorts of things, so you feel comfortable. So it's really important to look at the comfortable, the level of comfort in all your clothes that are for your casual life as well. So that is something to think about when you are looking at how do I get a comfortable casual wardrobe together that is not active wear, that is not your workout sneakers. And it can be looking for some like little kind of Skechers sneakers, that sort of thing, or it can be looking at what are your other options in shoes. There's lots of shoes and things these days that have got a reasonable amount of comfort that are a lot more stylish than a chunky sneaker. Even you kind of like little Converse sort of sneaker can look a lot more, it's a little bit more refined, it's finer sole, it's not so big and chunky, but it can still be very comfortable. So it's looking at those sorts of things. And it's then looking at going, how can I style what I have in different ways? And that's where that value of spending some time in your wardrobe, creating some different outfits, photographing them, and then documenting them so that you know for when you're just going, oh, I need to get changed into something, what will it be? Here I've got some outfits I can try. And of course, that means you want to look at having outfits for all different weather. So it sounds like possibly if you're having trouble finding different outfits for different weather, it could be that in your regular you know, clothing, your casual clothing, you are lacking some layers. That either you've got, you know, it's all for summer and you've got no, you know, casual jackets or casual tops to go, you know, over the top, so that you need those layers for when it's a bit cold, or things like that. So that could be something to think about as well. I suspect it's when you go, and one of the things that's really useful to do is when you're getting dressed for an occasion, if you think, oh, I really wish I had a, name this garment here, put that down on your list. That is something you need to get, because usually that is pointing out your wardrobe holes. So really used to find, you know, useful to find out what they are. So usually when we are saying, I don't have the right clothes for the weather, it's you're lacking some things in your wardrobe. You've got some wardrobe holes. So these are things that need to be filled to actually make your wardrobe work better for you for all different kinds of weather. So I find layering is something. So having enough layers that I can put layers on, take layers off, depending on the weather, makes a big difference. And this is why whenever I buy anything new, I'll always run it past the, can I wear it with, you know, five other outfits or five different other garments, all those sorts of things, sort of test to make sure I'm going to bring something in that has got a lot of versatility, so that I can wear that, you know, jacket with lots of other things, or this skirt with, you know, I've got enough tops. I've got tops that go with something new, that it's not just a this piece goes with that piece and that's all that works together. So it is thinking about things like that as well. So hopefully that helps you get a few ideas on how to kind of start looking at what's going on in your wardrobe, why you end up wearing that kind of very active wear, casual wear all the time, and how you can start, you know, either like, you know, getting a plan to create a better sort of wardrobe that actually works for you and your lifestyle. Because of course, you also want to define your personal style, because when you have a defined personal style, it actually allows you, it gives you a set of personal guidelines. It tells you what you need. And this is why, you know, we can often think, oh, I need to buy this or that, or somebody else is wearing that, I need one of those. But really, does that work with your style? Is that why you're only wearing 20% of your wardrobe? Because the other 80% doesn't relate to you and your style. So, you know, that is something you want to look at, because you want a wardrobe full of clothes you love to wear, not a wardrobe full of clothes that you never wear because they're not related to you and who you are. And of course, you know, this is where things like my 7 Steps of Style program comes in, because it helps you define what that personal style is. So you do end up, you know what to get rid of, what's not working for you, and what to get to make that wardrobe full of clothes that you love to wear. Okay, next question. Bev's asked, at home, cleaning appropriate clothing, is there a stylish option? Well, it really depends what kind of cleaning you're doing. If you're throwing bleach around and lots of chemicals, I would be having some potentially just totally cleaning clothes. That really, it doesn't matter what they look like, because whilst you're cleaning, you wear them and then you get changed into something else. But I tend to find I do a lot of my cleaning and gardening in active wear these days. It's very easy to wash and wear. It's very comfortable for bending and moving and doing these things. So I often think that that is a great alternative to, you know, sloppy old tracksuits that you might have done your cleaning in. But of course, I don't want to get my really good clothes dirty. So I actually have some that are active wear that is just dedicated to the kind of garden and cleaning, because I have got a few stains on them maybe over the years, or a few chemicals. Or I've got a bit of a paint stain where I've done some painting in them. So you could just have like an active wear that is your cleaning clothes, and then you get changed out of them. Hopefully that helps. But you know, I wouldn't spend, you know, like unless you're spending 8 hours a day in cleaning clothes, you know, I wouldn't worry too much about them. But of course, like anything, if you're buying something new, make sure it's something that you really love to wear. Make sure that you think it's attractive, it's in a color that looks good on you, all those sorts of things. There's no point in bringing anything new into your wardrobe that doesn't meet your color and style criterias. So that is where it's like when we are bringing anything new. And so don't just settle for anything, even within those things. Make sure they're ones that are flattering on you, that you feel good in. So if the doorbell rings whilst you're cleaning, you are happy to answer the doorbell because you're not embarrassed by what you're wearing. Last question for today. Titania's asked, how to plan outfits for the week when the weather keeps changing so that the outfits I've planned no longer work? So this is where I will look at the weather forecast these days. Most weather bureaus around the world can do a fairly accurate 7-day forecast. Now, it may not be great at the 7th day out, but it'll give you an idea. Now, I live in a four seasons in one day city, so I understand all about that changeable weather. And in fact, in Melbourne, like in the middle of summer, we can have 40 degrees one day and 20 degrees next. And now we're talking Celsius here, not Fahrenheit. So that's a 20 degree difference. It's a really big difference. It's stinkingly hot to quite mild, you know, from one day to the next in the middle of summer. So and even sometimes in the day, it can start off really cold. It was 3 degrees this morning, and then it's 17 degrees at 3 p.m. So there are, you know, in fact, it was 1 degree when I was walking the dog this morning. So it's that sort of big differences. If you live somewhere like that, it can be harder. And this is where layers are your best friend. What, you know, how can you layer up so you can add layers up and then take them off? And I even consider things like a skirt with a pair of opaque tights. The tights can definitely be a layer. You don't necessarily have to keep them on all day. They can be something going, you know, I'm going to wear them in the morning when it's cold, and then I'll take them off when it gets hot. And who knows, if it gets cold again, I can pop them back on again. So having sort of layers, not just doing one big chunky coat or one big chunky layer and having nothing underneath, or nothing that you want to show that if you take that layer off. So do think about, how will you layer for your weather? Now, if you plan for the week, knowing that you live somewhere where it might get really hot or really cold or whatever happens, that the weather is changeable, planning outfits that have that ability to layer really works for you. And then also having flexibility. So just because you thought on Wednesday I'm going to wear X and the weather changes, like having going, you know, it's a bit like the way I do meal planning, where I'll think about, what am I going to eat this week? And so I'll sit down on the weekend and I'll plan out a week's worth of meals, and I'll go shopping based on that plan so that I've got the right ingredients so I can make those meals. But then what can happen is, on Tuesday, when I had planned to have, you know, lasagna, and I decided I don't feel like it, I actually feel like the chicken I'm going to have on Wednesday, I just swap the two things over. I don't, you know, it doesn't have to be on the day that, just because I had it on the plan for Tuesday doesn't mean I'm stuck with it for Tuesday. So this is where it's like, you know, it's a plan, but it's still a flexible plan. It still allows me some movement. And if we run out of something in the meantime, and that's the other thing that happens, I've got, you know, an 18-year-old son who eats many meals a day, that, you know, we might have had, you know, 5 eggs in the morning, and by dinner time where I plan to use the eggs, there are none left. So then there's that need for that. Well, how can I be flexible? Because maybe I have to go out tomorrow and get some more eggs. So maybe I need to move that meal that had the eggs in it to another day. So I think it's very much like that with a wardrobe, thinking about, well, I can have a bit of a plan, and I plan to have layers. And then it will, of course, depend on the season. You know, in the middle of summer, you're going to have more warm weather clothes. In the middle of winter, it'll be more cool weather clothes. Spring and autumn in many places can be more variable. But have that plan, but also have that flexibility. Have those layers built in, so that you're not just going, I'm going to wear this really big, hot, chunky thing, and then the day turns out to be mild, and then you're going, I'm dying of overheating. Or the opposite way around, plan to wear something that was quite short-sleeved and not, you know, fairly lightweight, and then it's freezing, and you've got no layer to put over the top. So I always think about, when I'm buying anything and for anything new in my wardrobes, can I add layers to warm it up? Can I take things off? You know, will it work with nothing over the top? Is it something that I'm happy to be seen with nothing, you know, that there's no layer over the top? It doesn't need to have something else to make it work. So part of that is in that acquisition phase when you are building your wardrobe. And then there is the taking some time to create those outfits that allow you that bit of flexibility. Well, thank you for your questions, and thanks for watching. Love to see you here. Please do email me any color or style questions that you have for a future live video, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. Let me know what it is that you really want to know, and I will chat about that on another day. It will end up in my color and style lucky dip. And and of course, too, on the blog, there's lots and lots of, you know, ideas of how to layer and all those sorts of things. So just go in, there's a little search bar at the top of the screen. Just type in kind of a one word, like layering or casual clothes or casual outfits, those sorts of things. It usually will bring up a bunch of blog posts that will give you some more ideas and information. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.